new standard of love. We often like to say that size doesn't matter, and this certainly applies to the 7.5 square meter large or rather small building on the right bank of the Drava River, right next to the main bridge behind the famous newsstand. Kiosks of this type were nothing special at the time of their construction in the 1920s. Small houses where tobacconists sold tobacco, cigarettes, newspapers and stamps and watched a narrow slice of the world change in front of their doors. Even the painted Turk who watches over the front door of the kiosk was nothing unusual at the time, as it was supposed to symbolize smoking. This tobacconist of ours would probably have remained just one of many kiosks forgotten in time, on the edge of the busy square, if the writer Drago Jančar had not erected a kind of literary monument to it in his work Northern Lights. Through the eyes of a young tobacconist, it takes us through time and the changes that took place in the square, which also changed its name, just as the regimes and countries of which the city was a part changed. First, it was St. Magdalene Square, after the nearby Church of St. Magdalene, and immediately after, Kaiser Wilhelm Square. After the end of the First World War and the Meister coup, when Maribor became part of the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats and Slovenes, it was named after King Peter I Karađorđević. Magdalene Square returned in 1941, but soon St. Magdalena left the square to the German teacher Friedrich Ludwig Jahn, and after the war, the square was once again taken over by King Peter I. New times and the new country, of course, gave the square a new name. First, it was named 9th of May Square, then Square of the Red Armada, and in 1953 it was finally renamed to Revolution Square, a name it still proudly bears today. During these 100 years, the square and the kiosk have also written many true stories, and perhaps the most beautiful of them is the story of the young tobacconist. In the 1930s, Leopoldina Jeglić owned the kiosk. Her niece Antonia Ribacek also worked with her, and soon Ernest Papež started visiting the kiosk. Every day, he bought one postage stamp, sometimes even two, from the attractive young Antonia. One in the morning and one in the afternoon. One would think that Mr. Papež wrote and sent letters a lot, but of course he did not go to the newsstand for stamps, but for the sake of young Antonia. They fell in love, got married and had a son, Peter, in 1938, and 6 years later, Helga was born. After the end of the Second World War in the spring of 1945, Ernest had to report to the headquarters of the National Defense Corps of Yugoslavia in Limboš, after which all traces of him were lost. The widow, Antonia, with two small children, continued to work in the kiosk, and soon Alois Menig started coming there. He bought one cigarette from her every day, sometimes two, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. At that time, cigarettes were still sold individually in tobacconists. One thought that Mr. Menig was not an overly passionate smoker, but of course he didn't care too much about cigarettes. He also went to the newsstand for Antonia's sake. The spark of love jumped again, and Alois became Antonia's husband and a stepfather to Peter and Helga. Throughout the years, the small kiosk served its purpose for a long time. It exchanged many sellers and thousands of customers who came there for newspapers, stamps and cigarettes. In 2018, the municipal authorities decided to sell this small building, which was already empty for a few years and in a rather poor condition. However, they forgot the symbolic meaning of the tobacconist, which rooted in the consciousness of Maribor. It is rare that something unites the people of Maribor, such as this small building by the bridge managed to do. And yes, we also write stories with happy endings in our city. Not only did the kiosk remain the property of the people of Maribor, there was even a patron who financed its renovation, and so today we can once again admire the Turk above the entrance door, inviting us to the Museum for One, the smallest museum in Slovenia. If you visit it, you might also meet Jan, the tobacconist there, the curator who takes care of it and watches our narrow piece of the world that is changing in front of the door. And you won't believe it, he also found the love of his life there.